Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in for Maggie today, along with Angela Lang, and we have as our guest for the next few minutes still, and grateful for that, Sally Flores of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, who's also doing double duty, helping out Voces de la Frontera at this very tricky time. Right before the break, Sally, I was wondering about the impossible position that immigrants are in and immigrant advocates are in as to whether to go to those hearings or not, or appointments or not, because ICE has been grabbing people at those. How do you reconcile that? What advice do you give?
We are, one, encouraging everybody to request a Zoom. If COVID gave us anything, it gave us Zoom, aside for COVID. And so we're encouraging people to request virtual hearings, which is an option. Some of the folks that we've helped through our ICE, Migra Watch, or ICE Watch program, who have been detained, is that some of their attorneys will request online court hearings for them. That's their best bet. Otherwise, it's a purposeful attempt to get people to go back to the shadows. But we already know that ICE can't meet their detainment numbers. They're rounding up children, veterans, people who are born in the U.S. because they just cannot keep those quotas up. But it's also recognizing that this is a privatization of mass incarceration and cheap labor issue. We know that at some immigration facilities, folks have to work 5 days or before they can get a phone call. So, you know, they're working people like slaves, and that's what it is. It's the new Jim Crow. And, if we don't do something about it, we're going to be next.
Do you think there's a level of naivete among, some of the voting public, about what was going to happen on immigration issues? I mean, I don't know how they could have been, because at the Republican convention, you had all those signs and chants about mass deportation now. But then, you know, I heard people say, well, he's not just picking up the rapists and criminals. Well, I mean, that was just, what did you expect when they have their slogan, the biggest deportation in American history?
I mean, my question is, did anybody read Project 2025, their playbook? They're 75, you know, they're through it all. I know over 50% through it already, and they're doing everything they said they were going to do. This isn't an I told you so moment. This is a you are effing around and you're finding out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do we work with the folks, right, that may have, this is the question I've been always wondering, especially since the election, is that folks that may have voted for, you know, Donald Trump because they didn't believe Project 2025, or there was enough guardrails, or the economy, what have you. How do you bring folks in that are slowly starting to come around, that realize that they have made, you know, a bad choice in how they voted?
I mean, I've never been shy from extending the olive branch. It's usually like just welcome to this side. Not that it's any better. It's just a little nicer. And it's also, it's not a moment to scold people. We're not in cancel culture. We don't have time to cancel people anymore. We just have time to welcome people into the space, into their rewiring process, right? A lot of them are like realizing, dang, they're getting out of the matrix, for lack of better words. And they're like, oh yeah, maybe I'm never going to have $4 million. And maybe pulling up by my bootstraps, even though I don't have boots to pull myself on, is wrong, and maybe I shouldn't have voted the way I did. Like, they're having these realizations, and we're seeing it, right? We saw it in the last two Supreme Court races. So it's already telling. It's just a matter of like, welcome. Like, I'm more than welcoming.
Mm-hmm. No, that's important.
How are we going to get through this period? Angela and I were talking about this before. Of course, we talk about it every time we're on the air. and I said, I thought we're going to get through it with resistance from below and incompetence from above. Do you have a sense as to how we're going to survive this?
We need to really stick with each other. I think just asking yourself, like, where would I have been if Anne Frank was knocking at my door? It's just asking yourself those questions. People might be threatened that they might lose their social security in the future if they house undocumented individuals. We no longer have sanctuary in churches and in all these spaces. And so we have to really work together to keep people safe and keep communities together. I've been a victim of circumstance. In 2018, my parents self-deported under the first Trump administration because of 287G. So doing our best to get rid of things like facial recognition technology. ICE agents are using apps to pull up our social media as soon as we're at a protest, or if we show up to a verification, to an ICE verification call. So I think it's just sticking together and doing what we can to, el pueblo salva al pueblo, which means people save people. There's no other way around.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, there are going to be risks and people are going to have to take risks. I mean, I thought for a long time that, and some of Trump's aides have been saying, if you're helping undocumented people, you know, that's a felony too. I mean, yeah. I think that may be the next round that's coming. I mean, we saw what happened with Judge Dugan and, yeah. you know, and it may be, you know, Voces de la Frontera or people working there maybe next, who knows, but we mm-hmm. can't live in fear. And that's why you're such an amazing model, I think, for people at this time. Here is Sally Flores, works for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition and does some work for Voces de la Frontera. She's a dreamer. And she is out there leading protests and going to and helping immigrants if they have upcoming meetings, right out there taking a lot more chances than a lot of us are, including me, with what's going on. And your courage and your principle, really commendable. I just admire you so much for all your work. And I want to thank you for coming on the Maggie Dawn Show today.
Thanks for the opportunity. I hope to be on again.
Oh, I'd love to get you back on. And we're going to be back right after the break with Tanya Atkinson, who is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood had a case before the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll talk about that and where Planned Parenthood stands now, 3 years after the Dobbs decision. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can join the conversation, 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.